You're listening to SBS News.
The happiest place on earth shut down so no one could leave until they returned a negative COVID test. This is Disneyland in Shanghai, China, a country sticking to a strict zero COVID policy. Visitors were trapped inside the park on Halloween, with Shanghai Disney Resort on their website citing pandemic prevention and control for the decision.
In order to follow the requirement of pandemic prevention and control, Shanghai Disney Resort, including Shanghai Disneyland, Disney Town and Wishing Star Park, will be closed starting Monday, October the 31st, 2022, with immediate effect. We will notify guests as soon as we have a confirmed date to resume operations. We apologise for the inconvenience and will provide refund or exchanges for all guests impacted during this period. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation.
10 locally transmitted cases of COVID-19 were recorded in Shanghai on Saturday. Videos posted on social media showed visitors rushing towards the exit after the announcement was made, only to find the gates already shut. The rides were still operational and open to guests inside, but no one could leave until they tested negative for coronavirus. Anyone who has been inside the park since Thursday must also test negative 3 times over 3 straight days. Visitors like 38-year-old tourist Li Ming have been told their tickets will be refunded.
Of course I feel anxious. Anyway, the ticket was refunded. Today's ticket was refunded.
Marvis Hay was also at Disneyland when it closed.
I'm a little disappointed. We've been waiting inside for quite a long time today. We flew in from Shenzhen for Halloween because there are supposed to be limited edition fireworks. And then today there are no floats, no fireworks and no parade of villains. I didn't see anything and I waited until it was almost 10 o'clock before I came out.
Last November, 30,000 people were trapped inside the same theme park after one guest tested positive to COVID-19. Millions of people have been subjected to lockdowns throughout the country under China's controversial zero COVID policy. Rising case numbers and numerous outbreaks have prompted a tightening of curbs and lockdowns. The effects are beginning to trickle into other parts of society, with GDP falling by 2.6% in the 3 months to the end of June. Output of Apple's iPhones at a major Chinese factory, one of the world's largest, could also drop by 30% next month due to the ongoing restrictions. New data shows Chinese factory activity unexpectedly fell in October, dragged down by softening global demand and strict COVID-19 measures. A gloomy forecast ahead by Zichun Huang, economist at Capital Economics, who said this in a research note.
With the zero COVID policy here to stay, we think the economy will continue to struggle heading into 2023.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.